Right, well, joining me now is George Green, just joined Ossett Albion. And George, first of all, I've got to ask the question, how did this move come about?
Well, I've just left Oldham recently, and I still do want to play football. Not at that level, but I just want to enjoy it and have fun. So I know Mr. Tracy from when I was at high school, so he just offered me down and said, yeah, took it in a flash.
Obviously, looking at this move, you've played at very much higher levels than Ossett Albion, but now it is just a case then, just really enjoying your football.
It is, yeah. Well, I can't play any higher than the Conference anyway until January the 1st, until my registration comes back, so I can only play the Evo Stick or Blow, so we're a no-brainer, really.
And obviously, as well, you'll be getting to know someone who you already know within the club.
I already know some of the lads. I know another gaffer, but it's all about learning and introducing myself to new people. So.
And before you were at Ossett, before you were at Oldham, I should say, you were at Everton. I mean, just what was it like? You've been at Bradford City and Everton, being in them youth setups. How much did you enjoy your time at there?
Oh, it's somewhere else. It's somewhere else. Going in every day and seeing their facilities, the way you treat. Obviously, the money you're on, things you can buy, it's all different. And then when you move down, you do appreciate what you had. And it is different, but I don't mind it at all.
And looking at your time, let's just go straight back then to your time at Bradford City. When the rumours were there that there were so many teams in for you, I mean, what was it like knowing that there were teams in for you? You know, the likes of Tottenham, even the likes of Bayern Munich were looking at you. I mean, it must have been really surreal.
It was. I remember going to school one day and I got a phone call off my agent at the time. He said, you won't be going back into school. And I asked him what he meant. He just says, you ain't going back. And the next day I moved and signed for Everton. But yeah, there were so many teams after me. It was mad. But I couldn't bother doing all the travelling up and down. So I just settled for Everton at that time.
And obviously, you know, you must have been playing really good football at Bradford City. Did you ever think, though, right, a team in the Premier League are going to come in for me?
There were talks before it actually all happened, a year ago before that. Then I met someone called Archie Christie. I remember him pulling me to one side when I was in the under-15s, under-16s, and he said, you'll be gone in 2 weeks. And lo and behold, I was gone in 2 weeks, so... I won't expect it, to be honest.
And I mean, then moving from Bradford City, you know, at a bit of a high level, to a team in the Premier League, just what was it like? And would you say that really the standards were just so much higher?
Oh yeah, without a shadow of doubt. When it was tough, I wouldn't take it. Well, I settled in so easy, and obviously I played for England, got my debut there, started playing regular 21s, and it was all going well. But then towards my last year, I just wanted to join it again, and that's why I got released, and I went to Oldham.
And talking about your time at Oldham, just what were your thoughts while you were there?
My thoughts were good. I had good intentions there, obviously. And then, as I posted on my Twitter a few days back, I had a lot of personal issues, and they gave me quite a bit of time off. However, I wanted a bit more off, and I wanted just time out just to get my head straight, so that's the reason why I left Oldham.
And obviously now you're at Ossett, it is just going to be a case that you're just going to be able to enjoy your football, get to know your teammates, and really go back to where you were when you were at Bradford City, where you were just enjoying the football because you were playing the football.
Oh, definitely. I just want to enjoy it again. I do have plans. I do have my intentions come to go abroad sometime, but for the time being, I am honestly just got my head down, just want to enjoy football and just do the best whilst I'm at Ossett.
Obviously, you know, when you look at Ossett, you're going to be going right down to the non-league level. I mean, I really enjoy non-league football, so I suppose I'm wondering how you feel about going down to non-league. Are you a bit daunted by going down there, or is it just going to be a case of looking forward to it?
No, I'm not daunted at all. I'm actually buzzing. I've been saying to my family, my girlfriend, I just can't wait just to believe it or not. It's just something I just want to enjoy, and just it's a new challenge for me, if I'm honest. Never done it before.
And obviously you've mentioned maybe going abroad as well. If there were a couple of teams you maybe had your arm where you wanted to go to that you felt were realistic, where would them destinations be?
Well, I've been in talks, people. I've been in talks where I could go to Ireland, Malta. Someone mentioned Saudi Arabia, but they're long term for now. My girlfriend's having a baby, so I'm just, my head's more focused on that more than anything at the moment.
And just what are your aims while you're at us at Albion?
I don't know, just to play football, just see if there's any eyes on me, see if I do get any options elsewhere. But I just want to enjoy it, just playing under someone who I enjoy coaching me as well. It's just perfect for me, so.
And looking at the team itself, you know, you're going into a decent side there, and you must really be looking forward to adding something maybe a little bit different and using the experiences you had while playing at the higher level to the squad.
Yeah, and I want to learn off other people that's been there, people way older than me, so I will be looking up to them. But yeah, I'll bring some young experience in there. I've played Football League a few times, played for England. Yeah, just something new, just want to embrace it.
And obviously, that familiar face, it must just be really nice to be going into us at Albion and you already know someone who's very high up at the club who can help you out and offer you a bit of advice as well.
Oh, definitely. And I will listen to him as I have done when he signed me up. I've took all the advice on board. And he's a good man. I like the gaffer. I like Rich Tracy. So I just can't wait to work under him. And the first game tonight, so I'm just preparing myself now.